Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. Right now, it's just me in the village. I'm by myself. We just heard the bounce. You just heard your boy getting after it. We are back. It's been four long weeks, y'all, since the village has basically been on air. Like, we've literally just had to kind of sit back and wait for things to unfold, because I am not a computer person. No shame in that. Just what it is. So once again, we are back. The village is in play. We got a bunch of topics, a bunch of things want to discuss tonight. And so before we get into all that, I want to say thank you to those that actually reached out to me and was like, hey, what's going on? I was like, dang, I feel kind of honored. Y'all out there, y'all checking for a brother. I was like, all right. Got me turning purple, blushing and everything, you know. You know how it is. So anyways, we are actually waiting on Chance, but I'm not going to wait too long. He's he definitely is going to be on his way, for lack of a better word. And for those of you that are currently watching the show, I thank you guys for tuning in right away. Roland, what's up? Joe, what's up? Yeah, whole bunch of topics to discuss tonight. And I'm over here trying to figure out one piece here. And I'm going to... may not let me do it. That sucks. Oh, well. Chance, I'm not sure, my brother. You may have to sit this one out. Because I cannot invite you on screen. Which is crazy. I know. Like, we've been waiting to do this for quite some time now. So anyways, yeah, we're here. We're live. Hopefully I can get Chance in. And it doesn't look like Chance is going to let me in, because I had to do a whole new session. And Chance is actually in the Crowdcast chat. So, yeah. And there it is. Nope. I'm just going to save this session. It's going to save it. Chance, I really wanted to get you in. So many good topics here. Don't know why it won't let me invite you on screen, which sucks. But we're going to mush on. Okay, so first topic of the night, and Chance, you can go ahead and hop into the live stream on either Welcome to the Village or my personal page and just drop your comments there. So this is my fault. First topic of the night here. Let's just go on ahead. Let's jump on into this here. Let's just go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room, or whatever the hell you want to call it. First segment, what the Trump. Now, we've been seeing for quite some time now that there was some Russian collusion with the U.S. as far as our now current president, his administration, getting advice from Russia. Okay, cool. I'm good with that to a degree. And here's why. I'm going to tell you why. Because truth of the matter is, this has kind of been going on for years. We know this. I personally believe that this is something that's definitely been going on. Now, I'm not going to say it's for sure. It's a definite. No. But to think that this is the first time that some other entity has had an influence in our election, you really got to reevaluate what you're thinking here, right? And so with that, it's not so much that I'm mad about it or anything else like that. I'm not upset, but don't lie either. And that's the thing that I think that most people are trying to figure out. It's not so much that that it happened. It's don't lie about it. You know, face the music. If this happened, then it happened. There it is. Mush on, go forward, let's figure it out. Now, in the legal aspect, I definitely understand the fear from the Trump administration as far as what's happening and what's going to be done and things of that nature. But again, the biggest issue is don't lie about it, right? And so speaking of lying, yesterday or day before, Donald Trump Jr. Released a series of emails via Twitter. And basically he did this to, in a sense, get ahead of the story, which is smart, in my opinion. You get ahead of the story. I believe it was the New York Post or Washington Post, one of the two major news cycles, paper routes, whatever. They were going to go ahead and release these emails that were found. And so I get it. He had to jump out in front of the story and say, hey, there's nothing going on, right? But one of the biggest things, and like I said, you're lying. That's the thing that I think most people, right, Roland, yeah, he is still your boss. So yeah, I completely understand that, my brother, but he's technically my boss too. I work for the VA. But I don't give a damn because this is my personal opinion and this has no reflection on my job whatsoever. There it is. So Donald Trump Jr. Apparently has had some meetings with a Russian lawyer, and he says it was about adoption. Okay. This is another one of those things where you kind of need to know the truth. And this is where the investigation, this is where all this stuff plays a major part, right? This is where all this stuff is, hey, I see and Crowdcast kicked me out. You know what, Chance? I feel bad. I don't know what happened. Don't know what happened, brother. I'm so sorry. Please just stay in the chat. But honestly, I would prefer you go to the live stream on Facebook and kick your knowledge in over there, because it's just easier for me to track what's going on as far as who's watching, who's commenting, stuff like that. So anyways, like I was saying, Village, we're looking at President Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and everything that's going on. We're looking at them and we're literally like, you know what? If this is all just fluff and it's all just fake news, as the new term has come out recently here, hey, let everybody know, get on out there and say, hey, this is what happened. This is what should be happening, and this is what did not happen. Right? Let's talk about it in that aspect. If it's fake news, if it's no story, if it's not anything like that, I get jumping out ahead of the story. I do. I completely understand that. And I think you should, as a president or part of his cabinet or part of his administration or anything else like that, you jump out in front of the story, try to go ahead and quiet the storm before it gets too serious. Right? So again, I get it. But again, don't lie. Just don't lie. It's that simple. It's actually that simple. But the again, if you're trying to protect a lie, you're going to do whatever it takes to protect that lie. And that's the biggest thing that people need to understand. It's about protecting this lie. Because obviously at this point, there's some kind of lie. There's something going on to where you feel like you have to tell, this is fake news, this is a lie, don't believe this story, this, that, and the third. Okay, cool. Right? So let's look at some other pieces of this here. I was looking on various sites. President Trump has said he applauds his son's transparency. Now, is this applauding due to him getting the story out before the regular news cycles got it out? Or is this simply him trying to squash something before it gets any bigger? Either way, this can be really big. Or it can be really minute and just a bump in the road, and we can go from there. Now, do I think it's a bump in the road? No, I actually do not think it's a bump in the road. I think it's going to be a huge story once this is all said and done. I truly believe that. I believe that this is going to be huge. We're going to see a major shift in how things are done politically because, it, like I said earlier, it's one thing, it's absolutely one thing that we, I'm not going to say we, but the American politics to be interfered with from an outside source, right? There's always been those kind of rumors and things like that. But it's another thing to actually have a confirmation, if you will, that somebody actually interfered with our election cycle. Now that in itself is worth investigating. And for all the conservatives that are just like, oh, there's nothing there, this is a fake story, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and say there was nothing to do with Hillary Clinton, but the tenacity and the ferociousness that you guys went after Hillary Clinton as far as emails, Benghazi, and things of that nature, in my humble opinion, you have no right to speak or say that this is no story. When there's evidence after piece of evidence after piece of evidence that is coming out about this. This latest from Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort, and I believe the gentleman's name is Goldstone. When all this stuff is coming out, you know, we're looking, I'm going to look at the aspect from Goldstone and Trump Jr. They had a meeting, right? And so with that meeting per se, let me go ahead and set this here piece up. Let me go ahead and set this up. I had all my links and stuff ready to go, and of course, you know, all right, here we go. So let's go on ahead and we're gonna do some screen sharing. Yes, we are. We're gonna do some screen sharing. We're gonna share screen and application window, and there it is. All right, so let's go ahead and play this clip from one of my favorite shows, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Let's go ahead and just play this little small piece here.
You're fired. I have a serious question. Does the Trump family know anybody normal? Because everyone around them is a cartoon. There's a life-size minion. There's Dr. Lebowski, a white power walrus. Is there anybody they know who's like, hi, my name is Bill, I'm just a guy?
Oh, you guys may not be able to hear it, but you guys can see what's going on.
And this is real. Posting ridiculous selfies of himself. This is him. This is what you find of him online. Look at this person. He's a real Snapchat filter. That's him. Looks like one of those character actors with a bunch of different looks on his headshot. I'm a beauty queen. Or I'm a sea captain. Or my favorite, Old Man Malala. And it's not like Rob Goldstone keeps it quiet when he's being shady. He was the one who took the Russian lawyer to meet Donald Trump at Trump Tower. Which we know because he checked into Trump Tower on Facebook. I know it's a clue. We all know it's a clue. The whole thing is a clue. We don't need you, man. Get out of here. Go. Go. Go.
All right. That's one of my favorite shows, The Daily Show. All right. So, again, sorry about that. You guys heard a small little snippet of what's going on. That little bit of funny from Trevor Noah. Great show. But here it is. We're at this point with this administration where the lies are just rolling in one after another. Now, if this would have been Hillary Clinton, how many people would really be like, oh, no surprise? Right? How many people are literally going to say, oh, well, Hillary Clinton's crooked Hillary and this, this, that, and the other? So why can't Trump be crooked Trump? Why is that? It's fake news because he says it's fake news. But here's the thing that most people don't really discuss. The Russian collusion. All 16 of our national security agencies, FBI, all the top dogs are like, yes, the Russians colluded. The Russians meddled with our election. So is that fake news to our current president? Can he stand behind that? No. No, he can't, because it doesn't support his narrative. And I get it. You want to have something that supports your narrative. That's completely fine. But truth is truth. The one thing I've always learned is there's three sides to every story. There's your side, there's my side, and there lies the truth. And that's one thing I've learned about life. There's three sides to every story. So for all of those people that are like, there's no 17. I'm sorry, Chance, you're right. 17 major security organizations. For those of you that are literally like, this is not a story, really go and look and read the facts and read what's going on. Read what exactly he's saying. Read what's happening. All these little intricate details are starting to come to light. All these things are being leaked, right? They're being leaked for a reason. And I need people to understand that. Okay, so we could go on and on about that. Truth of the matter is, I was really hoping to be able to get Chance in here and Jermon and go from there. But, you know, unfortunately, tonight, Crowdcast pretty much told me to piss off. So that's all I got on that topic. All right. So, again, there's a bunch of things going on with our current administration and things of that nature. Saturday, we'll probably be revisiting this topic. I'll have everything ready to go. We'll have Chance, we'll have Slink on, and we'll dig into some more Trump stuff, because I'm sure more stuff is going to happen between now and Saturday with the current administration. It's literally not wondering what's going to happen. It's, well, we kind of knew that already, in quotation marks. So anyways, let's move on to this next segment here. You know, we're going to talk a little bit of sports, not football, not football. We're going to talk about Mayweather versus McGregor. I want to know, Village, who do you guys have? Who do you have in Mayweather versus McGregor? You know, I am going to say this. It's going to be an interesting fight. One thing I will not do is simply say that it'll be a runaway for Mayweather or a runaway for McGregor. No, no, no. I don't think it's going to be that type of fight. Now, it's going to be an interesting fight because there's a lot of bad blood between them, right? There's a lot of hate and animosity between them. So that in itself is going to make for a great fight. Now, some of the things that McGregor has done in the media and things of that nature, you know, he was dead wrong for that, right? Dead wrong. I'm going to be honest here, right? So I'm going to pull up another clip for you guys. I'm going to let it play, And you guys can give me your thoughts on this. And we'll go from there. Oh, hold on here. I got to go back to screen share, you know. Got to get back into the groove of thing, guys. I'm a little rusty with everything. So we're going to screen share. All right. So hopefully you guys can hear this this small little snippet here. It's like a little 9-second clip. And, you know, we're going to focus the screen here. And this is something that I pulled off of Twitter. So this isn't something that I just made up. Here it is. Let's go ahead and play this small clip. Okay, like I said, small clip of McGregor saying, "Dance for me, man. Dance or dance for me, boy. Dance for me." You know, why poke the bear? Let's be honest here. Let's be honest. He's poking the bear, and that's if that's what you want to do, then so be it. That's your prerogative. I'm not going to sit up here and say that's a smart move, but, you know, I don't believe that it's going to be a runaway fight. Now, as far as the two men not liking each other, obviously there's some bad blood there. That statement that he made is not exactly going to speak well when they get in the ring. However, I am really looking forward to a very interesting and a very punishing, long, drawn-out fight. I don't think either fighter wants to end this quickly. I literally think that they want to pound the hell out of each other. Now, the problem is we know Mayweather is the king of not getting hit. This is not him getting hit is not his is not something him getting teed off on is not something we got to worry about. McGregor is an MMA fighter. He is a warrior. He will stand and bang with you. So I'm interested to see the differences in the two. Andrea says they're both pricks. You know, there's a fine line between cocky and confidence. I think both fighters tread that line very, very carefully. That's my honest opinion. I think they tread that thin line very, very carefully. I think that they are cocky at some times and they're confident in others. But in order to be a fighter, a professional fighter, you have to have a little bit of cocky in you. That's just the nature of the beast. You cannot be some timid person. Muhammad Ali, was he cocky, confident? Depends on who you ask, right? But he'll go down in history as one of the greatest fighters to ever been in the game, to ever have lived, right? You know, you're right, Dre. A lesson in humility, you never know. You know, like I said, it's going to be a long, drawn-out fight, right? But the other piece of that is the level of disrespect that McGregor has. And so that's why I'm interested to see what's going to happen. So I'm definitely going to be getting that fight. I will be watching it. And I will be on Twitter with a blow for blow of the events. So, yeah, definitely look forward to that. Getting ready for that fight. Going to be a great fight. So let's move on to this next one here. Minnesota homeowner receives 90 days in jail for killing a burglar. Now, this story bothered me a lot, and here's why. To me, you know, every person has a right to protect themselves, their family, loved ones, friends, and their home, right? And so, to me, this man did nothing but protect his home. So, I'm going to read some of the story here. And for those of you that are commenting, I can't see him right now. I'm reading the story. I'll jump over to the Facebook live feed in a second. St. James, Minnesota. A Minnesota man who shot and killed a suspected burglar was sentenced Tuesday to 90 days in jail by a judge who said the homeowner opened fire, quotation, out of fear and maybe some stupidity. David Allen Peterson of Medalia was sentenced in Wantowan District Court after pleading guilty earlier to dangerous discharge of a firearm. He originally was charged with manslaughter. Peterson also received a one-year prison sentence, which was stayed, 2 years probation, and 100 hours of community service. The Mankato Free Press reports, Peterson fatally shot 19-year-old Nicholas Imbertson of Medalia on June 28th when he fired at a vehicle that was fleeing from his home. Now, this is where I get the story, right? You can't fire into a vehicle that's driving away. You kind of have to let it go. But at the same time, it's like, damn, you have a right to protect your stuff, right? To me, you have a right to protect your stuff. You have a right to say, you can't just run off with my stuff. But at the same time, firing into a vehicle that's driving away is very negligent. So it's a double-edged sword because you can't just jump in the street and do street justice, right? But at the same time, as a man, as a human, you're like, no, you're not going to just take my stuff. That's not how this works. That's not how life works. And so I get it. I understand. But again, it's two ways for me because I'm not going to say what I would or would not do. You know, I'm hoping that I'm never in that situation. I really do. But at the same time, I understand where this man's coming from. It was a stupid thing to do. It you know, when you're a gun owner, you have to be in the right frame of mind to do all this stuff. You have to be in the right frame of mind when you own a gun. You can't just own a gun and go from there, right? So I get it. I'm not going to harp too much on that. I just realized that 90 days in jail for some, they're just like, look, that's not enough. And for others, they're like, this guy shouldn't have broken into his house to steal his stuff, whatever the case may be, right? I get it. So again, you guys, give me your thoughts on that. Let me know how you feel about that. I would actually truly appreciate it because, like I said, for me, I would definitely, I don't know what I would do. And I'm praying that I'll never be in a situation like that. And I'll leave it at that. Okay? So, let's move on here to this next topic. Let's see here. Got a bunch of stuff here. Let's talk about this story here. The C-130 crash that happened in Mississippi. This story is an absolute tragedy. I am a former service member, so my heart goes out to the families of these lost servicemen and women, because this is a tragedy. And obviously, a full investigation needs to be done. We don't know what happened. All we know is that service members were killed. And that, you know, all we can do is pray for these people. Pray for their families. Pray for their loved ones. Especially if they had kids and things of that nature. You know, you're talking about kids that are not going to grow up without their mothers and their fathers and their aunts and uncles and who knows what else. You know, you could have had some people in there with grandparents and things of that nature. You don't know. So all we can do, is pray for these people. You know, pray for their souls, man. And that's it. And so with that village, I just wanted to jump on that real brief because I don't know the whole story yet. It's obviously an ongoing investigation. And so we still have to be able to Let the investigation happen, and we'll go from there. All right? Okay, so it looks like for some reason the Facebook live stream is kind of reloading. I'm just going to keep talking and let it do its thing. It'll come up when it's ready. All right, so let's go on here. We're going to do some knee-jerk reactions. We're not going to do any Village Idiots tonight. We're going to do this last thing here, and it's a knee-jerk reaction type of deal here. For me, well, let me go ahead and put this up on screen first, guys. Let me go ahead and just hit the screen share option, and let's go from there. All right, so this image here, this is an image that was taken quite recently. And it displays two young girls, kind of. One appears to be vacuuming, cleaning the house, things of that nature. I think the issue really lies for most people. The big issue with this story is the image that's being portrayed. Two young girls cleaning house in kind of like a 1950s, 40s, 50s, 60s scenario where mom is home. She takes care of the home and things of that nature. Now, when I initially saw the picture, I just assumed, oh, it's a cute picture, two young girls cleaning. I didn't think nothing of it. But then I had to look at myself when I actually sat and read the story. That my logic going into that was from a place of male privilege. And I fully acknowledge that I was absolutely wrong with that, you know, with how I was thinking. The simple truth is, you know, I understand why people are upset. And I understand that people are literally like, hey, you know, this is not who we are anymore. We're politicians, we're doctors, we're lawyers, we're powerful entities. Women are powerful entities. I get it. 110%, right? And I see it. But I don't think this was meant to be malicious. Now, this could be coming from a place of male privilege. I don't think it was meant to be malicious. I don't think it was meant to be portrayed that way. I think they thought of something they thought was cute, and they went with it. They went with the imagery. And I don't think it's that big. In my mind, is that not that big of a deal. I would love to have more ladies ring in on this, because if I'm totally speaking out of my butt, I completely understand. Adre, you're not offended by that, okay? It didn't stab me as it being malicious, and that's what I think. I think was the big thing for me. You know, it wasn't a malicious thing. It wasn't like she had a couple of babies on her hip and, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain what I'm really thinking about this, like what the full thought process is about all of this, right? What I do understand is how some feminists could definitely be angered by this, you know? And for me as a male, as a man, I, with my male privilege, did not see the issue with it initially. But I do understand after reading the story why people felt upset about this. And you're right, Dre. You know, everyone wants to be PC. You're sick of it. Well, you know, I respect how people feel. I get that it's not popular. But, you know, sometimes you have to respect people and how they feel and go from there. And so, you know, it's just, for me, it's just a simple thought process of maybe this could have been thought out better. And in the future, who knows what needs to happen? I don't know. I can't tell you, to be 100% honest with you. I just know that going forward, I definitely have to take the rose-colored glasses off sometimes and look at things for what they actually are. And for me, this is just possibly a poorly thought out ad campaign or slogan or whatever the case may be. Poorly thought out. That's it. I don't think it's any maliciousness behind it. I just think it was, some people take offense to it. Some people are not going to take offense. You can live and learn and go from there. I'm sure that this ad will be pulled and more thought process will be put into future campaigns and things of that nature. Okay? So, Village, like I said, I'm not going to drag this out too long tonight because the simple fact is we're just getting back. We've been on air roughly 45 minutes, and you know I like to do the shows 45 minutes to an hour, and so I'm sure you're probably tired of hearing me dragging on and on and on, but I do need you guys to know we are back. We are back, and I am so grateful that those of you that came in and joined the Village and watched and just participated and commented, we absolutely thank each, every last one of you. We'll be back on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I will have Chance and Jermond's stuff ready to go. Again, this is my fault because I think I may have just set it up too early and got to go back and look at it one more time. And I think I'll be okay after that. Also, I'm working on trying to get a young lady to be a part of the Village. I've seen some of the stuff she posts on Facebook through a mutual friend, actually her boyfriend. He's my friend, and she seems very intelligent. Trying to get a meeting with her to try to get her on and go from there. Like, I would love to have a feminine voice, a feminine strong voice in the Village. Lady J is super busy doing her own branding, her own business, and she's actually still playing secretary for me. So, you know, she's out there, she's grinding for me, and she's grinding for the Village. And so it's kind of hard for her to kind of get in here. But anyways, Village, it's that time of the night. I want to say again, thank you to everyone that tuned in. Super appreciate each and every last one of you. Chance and Jermond will be fixed by Saturday. Next show is at Saturday at 8 a.m. I will be live with Chance Jermond. Come join us. You can hit me up on Twitter at @InLightInMyMind. You can hit up Chance at Chance W. Brown. You can hit up Slink at Slink Grindstone. You can email us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of us at 619-202-1562. We've also started a Patreon account, and we're going to start working that angle as well. If you don't mind, also head over to Etsy, wristbands, shirts, more stuff is coming up. We actually just got the quote back on some new shirt ideas. And I'm also, ladies, predominantly right now, I'm also making some bathroom products as well. So when those bathroom products are ready to go up, I will, of course, put those products up. And I'm hoping to really get some ladies involved and then branch it out to the gentlemen as well. So, you know, the Village, don't think it's because for the month that we weren't on air, that we weren't doing anything. We grind. This is it, 100% grind. Just because the cameras ain't on, the mics ain't on, it don't mean we're not doing our jobs. This is a goal. This is a dream coming true for me. So once again, Village, we thank you. We love you. God bless you. You guys have a great night. Bye.
You're rocking with the Village. You're rocking with the Village. You're rocking.